Habibi Habibi. You're listening to 770 WTOR. And again, greetings going out to my buddy Manny, and of course, may you have many, many more happy birthdays from your sister Sheree, your sister Sandra. Shireen, I mentioned because she's coming up next. Also, we will be celebrating with Imtizad, my brother, coming back from Trinidad in a little bit. Assalamualaikum, my brother. Hope all is well. Last week, we touched a little bit about the situation within our community. Many, many persons are suffering with anxiety and stress, dealing with life issues. But most recently, we have heard and been hearing about anxiety and stress relating to the shutdown, the COVID. And I myself have been hearing from so many of our listeners on the program. One sister called us today even, and I sent a shout out on television for her today, and because last week she was didn't know what to do, was trying, she was restless, didn't know where to go to seek help, but she was in tears, and we have many calls like that. So today I wanted to welcome Shireen Mohiuddin on the program. She's a professional visual artist and certified life and wellness coach. She is also a parental mental health worker workshop facilitator, I'm sorry, with Soch Mental Health, and runs her own podcast. Shireen is a wife, a daughter, and a proud mama to her new baby girl, Maya. It's my pleasure indeed to say welcome to my sister Shireen. Welcome to the program. Welcome to Shabnam Radio.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for having me, and hello to all of your listeners as well.
Well, thank you. First, if you could give us a little background, and one is, before let me say this, thank you to our friend Puneet, our mutual friend Puneet of Brampton and Ajax Crematorium, because he was listening to the program last week. He heard my cry for help and hook us up with your organization, Soch. So if you could tell us a little bit about your organization, and what it is you guys do, and how your organization could help some of our listeners.
Of course. First of all, I want to say thank you for welcoming me onto the program. So Soch Mental Health is founded by two nurses who are very passionate about mental health and raising awareness. And their names are Manit and Jasmeet. And their aim and our aim at Soch Mental Health is to educate and empower our community members. So we do that by conducting workshops that are free of charge. We do not charge for attending these workshops. And Soch also runs anti-stigma campaigns on various media outlets. And our aim is to just raise awareness about the importance of taking care of our health. Most importantly, our mental health, because health is wealth, and we all know that for a fact in today's day and age.
With mental health, when we started talking a couple of days ago, you mentioned you yourself had went through some stress and issues that you use some of your techniques to bring you back. And one of the things we agreed on is that a lot of people hide this illness, if you could call it, and doesn't speak out about it. Could you share with us a little bit about your story?
Of course. So, Richard, as I had mentioned, I have experienced my own levels of stress and anxiety in my life. I've also been on a grief journey after the loss of my baby boy, Amir Raj Chhabra, in 2019. And at that time, what I found that helped and worked me was to use my voice and speak about my experiences and to own my own journey. And another way I dealt with the stress and anxiety at that time was I turned to art. I turned to painting, I turned to drawing, I also started running my own podcast, and that really helped me on my healing journey. And that is one outlet, I would say, that helped me really help myself. And that's the most important factor, I believe, when everyone looks elsewhere when it comes to coping strategies. It's what works for you may not work for somebody else, but the key is knowing what works for you. And that's what I found helped me.
With your mental health workshop that you conduct, how long does it run, and what are some of the technique you use, and if any of those could be explained to our listening audience, that could bring them some quick relief to get, you know, this anxiety somewhat under control till they could come to a professional and groups that might be available for them.
Of course. So I run the workshop with Soch Mental Health. So there's a team of us, and I bring in my own expertise, and I work on my team. I work with a therapist and a nurse in the community, and we conduct workshops. Now, I've also been on the receiving end of these workshops. Some of the techniques we use when we start any of our workshops or any of our classes, so to speak, is we start with some meditation and some breath work. So we focus on slowing ourselves down, calming ourselves down before we jump into anything. And that technique works in any realm of life. So that's one technique that we use. Another workshop I attended that was run by Soch was an art therapy workshop. And because I love art and I was the receiving end of it, I participated. And that there too, we started with a practice. Now, not everyone can resonate and enjoy meditation, but it's not about doing something that's out of your comfort zone. It's just reminding yourself to breathe. Breath is life, and life can be stressful. So what better way to deal with life than to remember to breathe?
So the services that you offer, how accessible it is with COVID as a obstacle in this environment now? You have some online, and how we can find you. Is there a course, how we can get involved, and is there any age difference requirement for different classes, if any?
That's a great question. That's a great question, Richard, and I'm glad you asked that. So with the pandemic has played a major role in our services, but we've used that to our advantage, so we are offering all our workshops online, and you can access them by logging on to Soch's website at www.sochmentalhealth.com, and all of our workshops and timings are listed on there. They're also active on social media such as Facebook and Instagram, and there, like I mentioned before, there is no cost to attend these workshops, and the different workshops cater to different areas. Right now we are going to be starting up a grief workshop. It's a close-knit workshop on grief to support our community members who are on their journeys of grief, of losing a loved one, and that's one workshop that we're working on. And there are other workshops that we have that run for different numbers of weeks or days. Some are one-off events. But there's a lot of information on our website at sochmentalhealth.com that also offers resources to other networks and communities in our community in general. So there's a lot of information that you can access there.
For some of those who would not have access to computers, let's say some of our seniors, it might be easier even dialing a number. Is there a hotline or a phone number where one could reach a counselor or partake in some of their programs?
So Sorge does not have a hotline per se, but from my experience, I know calling telehealth has really helped me connect with a public health nurse, and their job is to provide you with hotlines in case someone is in requirement of connecting with someone at the trauma distress center, for example, or a women and children abuse helpline. These are just some examples I'm giving you off the top of my head, but there are resources available. You can even speak to your family doctor. It's their job to connect you to resources in the community that suit your needs.
Well, we are hoping that some of our what I like to call frontline friends, the first line of defense with grief or someone having issues would be their religious organization. And your organization have been able to provide services within your South Asian community and have had some success with the program so far. Is there any way we could try to get, if we need to, set up similar type services in a more smaller level at some of the temples and churches and mosques, if they were to reach out to you and your organization? Would you be able to provide that help, or are willing to assist them in getting some of the services like you have up and running?
Of course. So we are very open to connecting with organizations and religious communities as well. Yes, Faith Mental Health, we cater to the Punjabi community, just to be specific, and we also offer programming in English, Punjabi, Hindi, and Urdu, but those are just language-based offerings. But we are all about community, and I'm certain that we will be open to communicating with anyone out there within the religious affiliations and organizations who would like to partner with us at Soch to provide these services and make them more accessible. And I should mention, Richard, that Soch also has a group that caters to senior citizens, where we encourage grandmothers and BGs and aunts and mothers and sisters to connect with their grandchildren and to have them spend time together doing a workshop and activity like chai time or doing some artwork together. We highly encourage that, especially in today's day and age, and right now with the current pandemic where there's a lot of social distancing. We're hearing and feeling and seeing that a lot of our community members, in particular senior citizens, are feeling isolated and are feeling disconnected. And that's never a nice feeling to have, regardless of whether you're a senior citizen or not. And we are here to support, and we hear you and we see you.
Well, what I'm hearing is that I think some of these programs could be done even at the home, on the dinner table, the kitchen table. Even some of the young ones could maybe plan some programs. And if you listen, guys, you could bring grandma to the table, bring mommy and daddy to join with some of your coloring and painting, do some activities at home, include the seniors, maybe go for a walk with them. If you live in a condo or apartment building, walk up and down with them, hold their hands, just walk and other things I heard that you could do is maybe look after a plant, take it. So if there's any other techniques or simple things or solution that you have tried, Shireen, could you share a few of them with us and our listeners?
Of course. And I love that idea, Richard. I love the idea of including your grandparents and including your loved ones and including everyone. And just having that human connection, that's so important. And to answer your question, what has helped me on my journey is I gave back to the community. So when my son passed away, I felt the calling to give back to families and mothers in particular who experienced what I had experienced. And I connected with some small businesses within the community and created care packages and donated them to Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto in honor of my son. And that really helped me, and that giving it back to the community and paying it forward and just this small act of kindness just helped me feel better about where I was in my journey as a mom, as a new mom, and now on this journey as a bereaved parent. And that's an example that came to mind, and thank you for asking that question, Richard.
You know, and I believe, you know, while they might have organization and community events to help with that, but really, we could do this from home. And when we do these food drives, we did one with Brampton and East Ash Crematorium recently, and it was an initiative by Punita. What I saw is that a lot of people pick up the groceries and take them and drop them off. But you know what? That could become an exercise. Get the kids involved. Let them pack the boxes. Let grandma suggest some of the things that they could use, because trust me, grandma know how to make a meal from scrap. And suggest certain things and what could last longer, and get her involved or him involved, your grandpa, and let them put it together and take it together as a family, maybe drive out. Be part of that journey and experience. Go drop it off yourself, because I believe touching a project where you know you would be bringing some comfort or relief to another family or other persons will bring some, you know, some type of relief to what you're going through. So I heard from one sister, you know, older lady, and she was, Richard, and I thought she was worried about maybe if she would contact the virus, etc. But her concern were not being able to meet with friends and family, children not being able to go to school. And I was thinking, well, Mom, why would you worry about those things? You know, you probably would think if you get it, you would you survive, etc. But they are embedded in them. They are caretakers, and they want to make sure that everyone around them is okay. So please include the seniors in what you do. Shireen and I, we were talking, and they're suggesting maybe if you could create a small pod, get two or three people to phone each other. Well, I would call Shireen, she would call me, and we'd get a third person. But, you know, put limits to that conversation or that phone call. Pick a day and time when you could receive or chat comfortably with someone, and make it at least maximum 5 minutes. So you wouldn't have time to go on and deal with and bring in some other stresses. I'm doing okay, find out if you watch a movie lately or how are you. You know, short talk in 5 minutes. And you can look forward to those phone calls. So within the family group, I'm sure you guys could sit down, discuss this, maybe pick a nice, lighthearted movie and watch it as a family. Get somebody to make the popcorn. Let somebody who is a little stressed, let them go. You take care. You in popcorn duties today. But guys, listen, whatever you do, try to help each other. We don't have to go far. If we look and look at each other, turn off the TV, put down the phone, and actually talk to each other, I think that's a start.
I love that, Richard. Thank you so much. That's brilliant. And I want to say my parents are senior citizens, and that's exactly what keeps us going, is I love making my parents laugh, and they love seeing me smile. So it's a win-win. And my mom loves to write, so I've encouraged her to write a little storybook to her granddaughter, which is my daughter, Mara. So the four things are that to include them in our lives. So because we all know life is very short, so life is all about creating these memories and enjoying the small moments of joy that will pull us all through as families and as community members and as a society as a whole.
Well, you have been coping very well, and I want to wish you all the best indeed. You've been through a lot, and for you to be standing and still sharing and giving as a new mother, but what you have experienced in your past, I must say hats off to you and your husband. I'm sure your partner is there with you. Your parents are there with you. Your sisters are, you know, motherhood is something very sacred, and I am so proud that you are able to speak about it in your podcast and share with so many and bring some hope for them, because this is not the end of the world, but it's a tragic event that events that you've been through. And I want to say that you are a blessing. Keep doing what you're doing, and hats off to the volunteers at your organization. And we'd love to have you guys on any time on television or radio to help spread the word. So if in closing, again, you could give us some more information, contact info, spell out the website, and if there's any phone number you can share with us.
Of course. Thank you, Richard. And Soch Mental Health can be reached at www.soachmentalhealth.com. That's S-O-C-H mentalhealth.com. And if you have any questions, you can always send an email to the founders at info@coachmentalhealth.com. And that's where you can find us. And we look forward to connecting again, Richard.
And you too take care. And how is little Maya?
Maya is lovely. Before speaking with you, I made sure I fed her, and my husband and I made sure we kept Maya ready, and she is listening in with her dad in the other room while I'm on the call with you.
And how old is she now?
Maya is 4 months old.
4 months. Well, girl, I want to thank you. God bless you. And again, I mean that. Continue giving and sharing. And, you know, it's not just you. I know it would take a lot of people around you to make sure that you get the time you need to do your podcast and to go volunteer and giving back. So God bless you, and to those, your team members behind you, supporting you, may God continue to bless them also. Again, Soch, we are very, very proud of what the work that they're doing. So please visit them at www.sochmentalhealthcare.com, correct?
Sochmentalhealth.com.
And again, guys, if you have any questions, you know my number. We could you could reach me at 416-832-7293. And, of course, we'd be happy to forward your concerns and questions and make that connect with this organization. Thank you very, very much, my sister, and take care. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. Take care. God bless everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's, again, we say thank you to Sister Shireen Mohiuddin, and we're hoping we'll be making connection again with the organization. You're listening to 770 AM WTOR. And just for you, Shireen, let me play you a nice song. Hey, baby Maya, this one's for you too, baby girl. Want to say thank you to Puneet and the staff at Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, for linking us up with Soch. Puneet would be sharing with us that they will be doing and conducting some grief counseling. We'll be hearing from him hopefully soon. Imtiazad is back in Brown. No, he's in Oakville. Imtiazad, welcome, welcome. Hey Maya, mommy's addicted to you, girl. Yes, you, baby girl.
Yaad hai mujhe.
Well, we have a selection lineup here and waiting for Imtizad. Welcome home, my brother. Hey, Danny, want to wish you a happy birthday.
Sweetheart.
And Suzanne, also want to wish you a happy birthday. And not forgetting Kasim and his family wishing you, Imtizad, a happy, happy birthday. Well, you truly want to dedicate this one to you, my brother, and a happy birthday. Hope you have a terrific celebration. And I know you love your little old food, so maybe we could knock some cards soon, all right? Here we go with this selection going out to Imtizad. Hey, Vikram is watching some football and enjoying the program at the same time. Vikram, welcome.
सनम ने किए बेवफाई दिल टूट गया दीवाना सुन ले अनजान समाना समाना मैं हूँ एक पागल प्रेमी मेरा दर्द न कोई जाना मैं हूँ एक पागल प्रेमी मेरा दर्द न कोई
Imtizad, hope you enjoy that one again. Thank you for all you have been doing for so many of the underprivileged, not only in Canada but Trinidad. May Allah reward you, my brother.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Trinidad's Sham G brings you a radio show like no other. Step into the Bollywood Zone, the Indian music industry's biggest hits. You've just gotta hear this show. Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. exclusively in Toronto on Shabnam Radio.
Shipping never been so easy. You want one shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Pacan, La Pacan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With La Pacan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You one shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Pacan, La Pacan. Visit LaPacan.com.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Well, we have some more birthday greetings to share with you. And you know, we are the celebration headquarters. I love sending out all these love messages through our program. We have one here going out now to Mama and Jessie Ali. Assalamu alaikum, Mom. And of course, we understand you're celebrating your 73rd birthday. Well, greetings are coming to you from your loving daughter, Sally, and son, Aleem, and also your grandkids who love you very, 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 very much, right? You know, they say that your songbird is not here to entertain you. But you know, you have Shabnam now, right? So we will play all the songs the songbird used to sing for you. Want to wish you all the best. And of course, they love you, care for you so much. And hope you're having a good day. I know it's kind of cold. And greetings are also coming to you from Zena Appleby and the entire Farouk family. Sending lots of love and best wishes to you on your birthday. So I hope you're enjoying the weather, enjoying it day to day. And this one is from yours truly, Richard Aziz. I hope you like it. And Sally sending it out with lots and lots of love. So give her a big hug and a mwah for me, okay? Happy birthday, Mama. Special dedication going out to Jessie Ali on her birthday. You know, Sally is practicing this song to sing for you, Mom.
Be
Beautiful song indeed, and it's one of her favorite, I hope. You know, I know she might be crying, but it's tears of good times, right, Mama? Hope you enjoy. And again, listen, no more crying. No, that was that. Enough of that now. We're going to party with you, right? Happy, happy birthday indeed. 416-848-7772 is the telephone number. 416-848-7772. And let me see what... Okay. Now, you see, Sheikh Farooq just celebrated a birthday also. And there was a little young man also, Elias, I believe it's Elias Farooq. They call him the boss, a Farooq boss indeed. Well, we want to play for you guys another selection. And welcome to Derry and Devika. Hey guys, listen, weather like this, tell me what is a good pot of food? What's a good meal we could prepare? I'm taking some suggestion. I'm going home and make it. Let me see what are some of the suggestions you might have for us. With weather like this, what you think is a good cook to make? You know, sit down, play some music and cook something. Don't go outside. So please, any suggestion? Devika, I want to hear from you. Please, 416-832-7293 if you want a text, 416-832-7293, and if you want to phone in, 416-848-7772. So Sheikh Farooq, Sister Akrima, and the boss himself, two-year-old Elias. Hello, ready? We're going to go down memory lane right now. Here we go. Playing familiar hits and warm memories. Shabnam Radio. Hey, Derry, Devika, turn up the volume.
अखियाँ मिला के जिया भरमा के चले नहीं जाना ओ चले नहीं जाना ओ चले नहीं जाना अखियाँ मिला के जिया भरमा के चले नहीं जाना ओ चले नहीं जाना ओ चले नहीं जाना जाऊंगी जाने ना दूंगी मैं रास्ता रोक लूंगी जाऊंगी जाने ना दूंगी मैं रास्ता रोक लूंगी ओ सैया के पैया पर जाऊंगी रोके कहूंगी ओ सैया के पैया पर जाऊंगी रोके कहूंगी अखियां मिला के जिया भरमा के चले नहीं जाना चले नहीं जाना ओ चले नहीं जाना
We say hello and welcome. Who we have on the line, and thanks for holding.
Bud.
I'm sorry, who we have on the line?
Mark.
Mark, how are you doing, brother?
Not bad, not bad. How are you?
Very good, man. I mean, warm and toasty in here. It was really cold this morning, too cold, but it's nice inside.
Yeah, I know. I just heard, I'm listening to a program, man, and I heard you say that anybody can phone in and say, what's the best food for this weather?
Yes, let me hear.
A good pot of plantain and cassava and sweet potato and arrow.
Boil and fry?
Soup.
Soup?
No, man, soup.
Oh,
soup.
Okay. Well, you know that.
And a good crab inside.
Ah, Now you're talking my language.
That put you back right back, man, like Guyana style, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't usually say this out loud. But I believe I can make the best crab and dumpling you ever taste. No, seriously, I make it, it came out so good, I tell you. And beef soup is my specialty. When you see I do that and I put some beef marrow and thing inside it, bone marrow, and fix it up, listen. But what are you cooking today? What do you have in the house today?
Oh, I got some dal and rice and saltfish.
Boy, I had some dal the other day, and then I take the little bit of the hot dal and take some of the curry gravy from the duck and I throw it in it and I make, oh my God. That's where
you put a little bit of rice in there and some green pepper and you knock that in, man, you put the back right back if you have a hangover.
Let me ask you something, Mark, not to take up too much of your time, but you remember when your mom used to strain the rice, right? The rice, the mar, the water that comes out.
Yeah, I know.
Mar. You ever had that with some kuchula and thing in it?
Yes, man. You put that mar and you put some rice inside and some kuchula, mango achar or green pepper and a little bit of salt.
Mm.
Or if you get lime pepper and you put it in there, man, Richard, I'm an old Guyanese man from Legwan.
So you know what I'm talking about, mar.
Yes, man. Yeah, you know who I am, man. I'm Ganga brother.
Which Ganga? The singer?
Ganga Prasad.
Oh, you have a mustache like Ganga.
Close.
But thank you very much.
I reach you a couple of times, man. You remember me? And then I'm Mani Sarubhai.
Oh, okay. Yes. I met you at Mani's home.
We've
got
a lot of places, man.
Yes, thanks, man. All the best, Mark. Thank you. I don't want to keep this other caller holding. Hi, who we have on the line?
Yeah, hi, Richard. Good afternoon. It's David.
David, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, man. Oh, first of all, I'm going to say Happy New Year, bro.
Thank you, man.
A couple of Saturdays ago, you played an instrumental.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Chaudhavika Chan.
Yes.
Oh, man, that is so wicked. That is so wicked.
You know, we don't... Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Also, you played a song earlier, Dusre Dukhara.
Uh-huh.
My father, mm-hmm. I'm not sure, on a different occasion, I told you my father, on Yank,
mm-hmm.
Was really, really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered... We going at a Boriwa shop. It's a shop in Kuva.
Mm-hmm.
Like I born in Kuva. And my father, he was working class someday. And him and Isaac meets at this rum shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they always sing. And this is one of the songs that my father sings.
So David, let me ask you, which would be a song that you remembered that you could sing a couple line classical?
Huh.
Or even one line.
Oh, well, you're putting me on a spot.
I mean, I like you. I like some of them, but I really don't know any song and thing. But I know a one line I could sing with you.
Okay.
Hey, Ashok, if you're listening, call me and help me here, boy.
फिर कोई मुस्कुराया फिर एक फूल खिलाया कोई बुलाए और कोई आए सब दिल चाहिए क्या ये कह रहे
फिर तो नींद I don't know भैया ना ये कुछ सिंग boy How much children you make sleep with that song?
You know what? I only had two children. They born on the same day, so I'm not sure which part of the sleeping part take place on that.
Well, yeah, hear a nicer song and listen. Okay, somebody say you're singing beautiful. Sing a next one.
My aunt, Tarap Rampasad, she sings very well as well.
Well, let's see if we can open up the line and get a few more people to call and sing.
Okay. जाने वालो जरा मुर के देखो जी एक इंसान मैं तुम्हारी तरह जिसमें सब को लगा अपने ही रुक Okay, man.
Thank you very much. Hey, listen, guys, the lines are open. 416-848-7772. Next, Cowheel Soup. Well, that's kind of hard to make. Oh, gosh, the center copy. Now all the teas in me. A pot of Cowheel Soup. I hope, wait, that looked like a Facebook picture, but that thing looking, Terry. Look like it has some planting and thing in it too, boy. Thank you. Other suggestion, crab and provision. And beef soup, pilau is our next one. A one-pot thing, yes, that's a nice little pilau could jump up there. And yes, somebody's suggesting you must have a PQ, a punchin to go with that. Yeah, something, wait, that's a lighty fire, right? Punchin is a lighty fire, yeah, I hear you. By the way, we want to let you know, listen, guys. Everybody listening here right now might have a guarantee of some problem. So don't feel it's you alone. Don't feel you alone have problems. Everybody have their problem. It might be because they have to go out and shovel snow. Or maybe because they have a miserable wife. Maybe because their children manage and back chatting. Maybe because the foot hurting. Maybe because they have problems with paying bills. Maybe the in-laws is some miserable people. Whatever it is, listen, we all have issues. But listen, I want you to enjoy the next few minutes as we do this together. Turn up the volume and promise you would feel good after this. But you would feel even better if you get up and dance. Or even sit where you are and shake a little. All right, are you ready? Let me see if I could play a nice tune here for you. Everybody know this song, come on. Okay, so we're going to leave you at 3 o'clock on 770. So I want to squeeze in a few quick songs. Are you ready? No, it's not going to blend and not going to mix, but we're going to do this, right? I want to share some of these songs with all of you. Are you ready? Let me go.
Shub Nob. Saturdays on WTOR 770 AM and every day on ShubNobRadio.com. 24 hours internet radio.
मिलने सुदामा आए
But of course you can listen at www.shubnomradio.com as we kick off the Richard Aziz Hour.
Thank you.
by the way, anybody could call and explain to me what is Mitaji? Mitaji. Now, we're going to play some of this in its entirety in the next hour, but giving you a little taste of what you could expect when you log on www.shabdamradio.com, okay? That and much more coming up, okay? Log on now, shabdamradio.com.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory.
I want to send this one out to Derry and Davika and all the Mukesh fans listening right now. Let's enjoy.
खुदा न हो मुझको यारो माफ करना मैं नशे में हूँ मुझको यारो माफ करना मैं नशे में हूँ अब तो मुमकिन है बहकना मैं नशे में हूँ मुझको यारो माफ करना मैं नशे में हूँ.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
अपनी कम्युनिटी दा सब तो वड्डा वधिया क्वालिटी वाला ते सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर दी पहचान बन चुकी है
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट सोफा सेट मैट्रेसेस डाइनिंग टेबल डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स गल कीजी सारे घर दा फर्नीचर वधिया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जांदा सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल ले नो ब्याज
142 कैनेडी रोड ब्रैम्पटन 9058747171
इस मरतबा तातिलात के दौरान वेयरहाउस के मुलाजमीन अपने कंधों पर सामान उठा उठा कर लाए और खरीदारी में इजाफे के साथ ही ज्यादा रफ्तार से काम भी करना पड़ा जैसा कि कनाडा की वेयरहाउस वर्कर यूनियन यूनिफोर जानती है कि अच्छी सेहत और सलामती का तहफ्फुज़ مناسب اجرت، کام کا بہترین ماحول اور عزت پانا ویئر ہاؤس ملازمین کا حق ہے۔ مزید معلومات کے لیے ویئر ہاؤس ورکرز یونائٹ ڈاٹ سی اے پر وزٹ کریں اور اردو زبان میں معلومات کے لیے کلک کریں۔ ایک تیزی سے پھیلنے والا نیا ویریئنٹ اب اونٹاریو میں موجود ہے۔ ہمیں کووڈ 19 کے خلاف اپنی جنگ جاری رکھنی چاہیے۔ ویکسین لگوائیں اور آج ہی اپنے بوسٹر بک کرائیں، اور وہ کرتے رہیں جو ہم پہلے سے جانتے ہیں، ہمیں محفوظ رکھتا ہے۔ اپنے آپ کو کووڈ 19 سے محفوظ رکھیں۔ ontario.ca/covid19 پر مزید جانیں۔ حکومت اونٹاریو کی طرف سے ادائیگی کردہ۔
اس عالمی وبا کے دوران ہمارے بچوں نے ثابت کیا کہ وہ کتنے مضبوط، صابر اور ثابت قدم ہیں، لیکن اب ان کے لیے دوبارہ یادیں بنانے کا وقت ہے۔ خاندان اور دوستوں کے ساتھ، ٹیم اراکین کے ساتھ، ساتھیوں کے ساتھ کووڈ 19 ویکسینیشن سے بچوں کو مدد مل سکتی ہے دوبارہ بچے بننے میں۔ دستیابی پر اپنے بچوں کی ویکسینیشن بک کرائیں۔ حکومت کینیڈا کی طرف سے ایک پیغام۔
ٹرک کا گھومتا پہیا کینیڈا کی معیشت کی ترقی کا ضامن۔ آپ کا ٹرک سڑکوں پر راج کرے اور کینیڈا کی معیشت ترقی کی راہ پر گامزن رہے۔ ٹرک مینول یا پھر آٹومیٹک، ٹرک کی بہترین سروس کے لیے کوئک ٹرک لیو تھرو آؤٹ انٹیریو، نو اپوائنٹمنٹ نیڈیڈ، ڈرائیو تھرو فیسلٹی، ون اسٹاپ شاپ۔ اب تیسری لوکیشن ایگزٹ 579 فرام ہائی وے 401 ان نیپنی۔ کوئک ٹرک لیو 1962206600 quicktrucklube.com۔
Are you looking for a job? One of the fastest growing